The prospect of this momentous encounter between Holmes and Freud was quickly snapped up by Universal Studios, with a screenplay adapted by Meyer featuring Nicole Williamson and Robert Duvall as Holmes and Watson, together with Alan Arkin as Sigmund Freud.
This is all about a movie about very smart people. Freud's a smart person. Holmes is a very smart person. And Watson is no dummy in this. He's not a buffoon. So the idea of having three actors where you can see the wheels turning, all the three-dimensionality that I hoped was somehow in the book on display.
What was this wickedness?
Under analysis, Freud coaxes the images from Holmes's subconscious and uncovers a deep-rooted family secret that goes a long way to explaining Holmes' mistrust of women.
My mother deceived my father. She had a lover? Yes. And what was the injustice? What was the injustice?
He shot her.
Sherlock Holmes goes on the couch. He's analysed by Freud in The 7% Solution. And I think it absolutely reflects people's preoccupations of that moment. That idea of exploring the self, of finding out who you really are, of breaking through the barriers of perception.
And in a rare on-set interview, Nicole Williamson offered a revealing self-analysis of his own.